This news coming in, let's bring in Fox News contributor Liz Peek. You know, Liz, we're watching the regionals. We're hearing reports of trading desks are really concerned. The White House and Congress not ready for possibly more bank failures. Look at the regional banks taking hits today. This is just a day after J.P. Morgan agreed to take over First Republic Bank, Liz.
Yeah, and I think Jamie Dimon came out and sort of said that was it. We could now breathe. You know, Liz, the problem is we had Charlie Munger at Berkshire Hathaway, another guru of Omaha, talking about commercial real estate, and that kind of got all the analysts on the street looking at what the commercial real estate exposure was for a lot of smaller and regional banks. Guess what? There is some, so that was a problem. And then, look, here's the incredible thing. We have never, ever had a financial shock such as bank failures, the second, third, and fourth largest bank failures in our history, and had the Fed continue to hike rates. So why are banks failing, Liz? Because of the Fed rate hikes. What is the Fed poised to do tomorrow? Hike rates again. It is almost unimaginable to me. So yeah. Yes, we have a problem. All these banks have a lot of underwater assets, and that's the problem here.
So what Liz just said, let's bring in Congressman Beth Van Dyne from House Ways and Means. Congressman, is the White House, is Congress ready? Because markets are now taking out the weakest links. Regionals continue to underperform the broader stock market by their biggest margin error ever. They're doing much worse than how they performed during the 2008 financial crisis. The Biden White House tries to claim First Republic, Silicon Valley, Signature Bank, just outliers. But Congressman, markets are warning what Liz just said, a possible 10th straight rate hike tomorrow from the Fed to stop inflation under this White House will slam the regionals. The bank sources are talking the evening edit. There are no more white knights left to take over the next bank failure. The banks are already stretched thin.
The banks are definitely stretched thin. The banks that made their business model with, you know, 0% interest are the problems. I mean, they did not self-correct when they should have. But the problem is because as a direct result of the Biden policies, you know, the Biden policies, the extra spending, the extraordinary amount of spending, the trillions of dollars that they threw out into the economy, expecting, and they should have expected, that inflation was going to increase. When we have seen it nearly every single month an increase since Biden got elected, what we were told was it was transitory. Okay, it's been 2 years. It's not transitory. The Biden administration is as trustworthy as gas station sushi. The fact is that they've been lying to us. Republicans have been warning them now for years. Stop with this spending. Stop throwing money out. Get people back to work. They've ignored it. And what you're seeing is the banks that are going out of business. They're going to continue to go out of business. And you're right. You know, there's only going to be so many white knights to be able to come in and save the day. J.P. Morgan, you know, did this time, but yeah. Who's going to do it the next time?
Liz, who's going to do it the next time? I mean, you know, commercial real estate acting like boat anchors in this drunken party the banks went on with, you know, buying up, you know, warehouses, condos, real estate development, health facilities, you know. Also this, there's talk, Liz, the trading desks are talking, and Moody's and Fitch has already warned this. There could be another U.S. debt downgrade. We saw that in 2011. The Obama White House went ballistic when S&P took the U.S. debt credit rating down to AA+. GAO just found the government wasted more than $250 billion in improper payments from 2021 through last year. So what would happen if the Biden White House was hit with a U.S. debt downgrade? It would be embarrassing for the U.S. around the world.
Well, I think it's more than embarrassing. First of all, Liz, what would happen? They'd blame it on Donald Trump. I don't know how, but that's what their first response would be. Look, I don't think that's going to happen, although it could happen. And what we're seeing in the market today, in fact, I just tweeted this out, 3-year treasuries yielding 5.2%. Three-month treasuries. I'm not sure I've ever seen that before. A year ago, they were under 1%. Again, what we've witnessed over the last year is an unprecedented accelerating rate hike response from the Federal Reserve. The Congressman's exactly right. It was too late, and therefore it's been too abrupt, and the banks were not able to adjust. I don't think any of the big banks are vulnerable in this at this point. I do think there's going to be some commercial real estate loans that go bad. I don't think that's entirely the fault of the lenders.
But we could have a bank failure where no bank buys that rotten, you know, bank assets. Hey, that could happen, Liz.
Yeah, but don't forget, there were five or more bidders on the most recent one, on the most recent bank. And we have other banks like Bank of America and some others that were in that mix. So
I understand. But those bank stocks are under pressure. Then they're now getting even bigger, despite, you know, far left complaints about big banks. You know, Congresswoman, the White House press secretary said today the president basically wants unlimited spending. Suspend the debt limit without conditions. And the president still won't negotiate over the same reasonable spending reform and cuts he agreed to as senator and as vice president. He hasn't talked to Speaker McCarthy since February 1st. Let's get your reaction to Senator Mitt Romney on this. Why is the president delaying meeting with just 2 weeks to go before the U.S. could default? Watch this.
We've known this was coming for a long time, and the White House keeps saying, we won't negotiate. I'm frankly a little appalled that leadership in the White House has not taken this seriously enough to sit down and negotiate in good faith and get something done on a timely basis. We're in May now, all right? We got to move. And it's simply unacceptable for people to begin to worry whether they're going to get Social Security checks. It's a little late. It's May 1st now. How about May 2nd? How about May 3rd? How about May 4th? Let's get together and get this done. It should not hang over the American family like it is.
That's right. And you know who gets hurt in a bank crisis and in a U.S. debt downgrade crisis? It is the American family, Congresswoman. It is their 401ks, their retirement, their pension, their savings accounts, already taking hits, paying higher bank fees for all these bank failures. Why is the president putting into dangerous play the full faith and credit of the United States for his big spending and climate change agenda that actually cost triple what he initially said, with little to no oversight? Spending reform that he agreed to in the past is not MAGA. It's not draconian. Why is he sitting on his hands?
Because he knows he's got very, very bad approval ratings, and he's doing everything he can to try to buy votes. This is all about appeasing the far left, thinking that that's going to get him back into the White House for another 4 years. But the fact is, it's not just, as you said, working families. It's also all these small businesses. It's not just the small community banks that are going out of business, but it's all of these small companies, these small, you know, startup mom and pop working family businesses that are going out of business because of the raging inflation, because of the horrible supply chain crisis that we've got,
right,
and the fact that we've been paying people more to stay home than to go to work.
And
that's
rate hikes.
And rate hikes
going up. Correct. Congresswoman Van Dyne, Liz Peek, thanks for joining us. Liz, we'll see you later in the show.